everybody. This is Jake Senzio, host of Jake and Gino Podcast, here with my co-host, the multifamily mentor, the coach, the chef, the father, six, the best-selling author, Daddy. Gino Barbaro. Gino, how's it going?
Jake, I'm doing excellent today. You know why I'm doing excellent? Ask me why.
Gino, why are you doing excellent today?
Because for me, I'm living in the zone. I am living my sole purpose through today's podcast. And why is that? This call to me is all about coaching. It's really about life coaching, and it's about bringing to the listener and having those empowering questions. We're going to be asking questions on the show to you, the listeners out there, to really ponder what your future looks like, to have any limiting beliefs, to dispel those limiting beliefs. Let's talk a little bit about interpretations, assumptions, and maybe a little bit of those gremlins in our head. And let's tackle all of those. And we're going to be talking about a movement that we've heard out there. And we've had a couple of guests on the show. We've had a couple of students who have gone through this movement, and now they're totally dispelling that because of the limiting beliefs and the scarcity mindset that it allows. So I'm here to discuss what your sole purpose is. I'm sorry, what your sole purpose is as the listener, and really discuss what the future looks like for y'all.
He just said, y'all, Gino's fire. The Jake and Gino show is fire. Multifamily Mastery 5 is fire. But today we're talking about the FIRE movement. What the heck is the FIRE movement? We had a Closers Club case study a few weeks ago. We had some Jake and Gino community members bring it up and basically told us why they abandoned it. Recently, Gino, who was the other? Oh, we had, who was the other guy we had on the show just recently here that was talking about it? MJ.
MJ DeMarco.
Not yeah. Michael Jordan. Yes, MJ DeMarco. Who's the MJ of all things finance? But he was, you know, to be fair, he was railing on it a little bit. But I think today we're going to unpack this FIRE movement a little bit because I wasn't super aware of it. I get it. Living down by the creek in a tin van is not necessarily my ideal definition of retirement, but I understand where folks are coming from. So, Gino, why don't you kick this off and just unpack the FIRE movement a little bit for us, and then we'll get into this.
Jake, before I even unpack the FIRE movement, I've got a question for everybody out there. What does retirement look like to you? What is your ideal retirement? Are you going to be 64 years old and you're retiring from a corporation? Are you going to be 42 years old, leaving your firm, going into multifamily full time? Let's define that right now for you. For myself, when I was 38 years old, the Great Recession hits, and I said to myself, this small business is not going to carry me along for the next 30 years. My body is not going to hold up 12-hour days working in a 110-degree kitchen, being screamed at, making less money and working harder. So my idea of a retirement, retiring from my small business, was not feasible to me. So I had some hard questions for myself. My problem was that I'm a workaholic. I love to work. I thought I'd retire, go down to the beach, hang out and play with the kids all day. To me, that gets boring real fast. Because what I learned, once you become financially free, all of a sudden you want to create impact in life. You want to start giving back and contributing. How can you do that when you're only making 4,000 bucks a month on through a mutual fund and being able to pull that money out? I couldn't do that. Plus, I wanted to continue to grow. Because for me, if I'm not growing personally, financially, spiritually, as a family, I'm dying. So I didn't want that retirement to be sitting around doing nothing and going on vacation and going on trips. I wanted to incorporate that within my business, within my life, because I think family and life and business are all intertwined. I love when my kids come to our events. I love when Jake's kids come. It's all a big family event. And the Jake and Gino community is all about family. So that's what I envisioned my retirement to look like. And at 41 years of age, I start investing with Jake in multifamily. It takes us 18 months to find that deal. At 43 years old, I am in a 25-unit property with Jake Senziano and my brother Mark. I am rocking and rolling. I'm living the life. 3 months later, we buy our second deal. 6 months later, we have our third deal. We have 200 units, and I see the path. I'm like, I'm leaving the restaurant. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to sit on the beach, and I'm going to retire, and I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll start investing in real estate down in Florida. Well, I do leave the restaurant in March of 2016, which for me was a seminal moment in my life. I was able to finally leave a restaurant and a business that I had been working at for 20 years, shattering the limiting beliefs, shattering the assumption of, oh, you're only going to be able to work in a small business. I had one restaurant for over 20 years. And at that point, I had almost 1,500 multifamily units within 4 years of working with Jake. And my retirement paradigm was completely shattered at that point. I moved down to Florida and I'm with Jake. I'm like, Jake, what do we do? I can't help you up in Tennessee. The valuations down here at that time we thought were really high. We're like, let's start the Jake and Gino community. Let's start writing books and doing podcasts. Probably one of the best ideas that we've ever generated, because after 1,000 shows, podcasts, YouTubes, interviews, we've become such better investors. But more importantly for me, I've been able to really create an impactful life for myself, for Jake. I've been able to grow personally, being able to have the personal development, learning the skills, cadence of accountability, the rhythms, the routines, the systems that have allowed our property management company, our investment company to grow. And I've been able to share that with the community. So I challenge everybody out there, stop and think of what retirement is really defined for you. And then you can say for yourself, is the FIRE movement ready for me? Is it something that's viable for myself? Or is it something that, you know, it sounds great in theory, but it's not going to lead me to a purposeful life. And I'm not going to be able to create more impact through this movement, Jake.
Gino, suspense is great and I get it, but I got to give the folks the definition now. And I went and I actually got it pulled up. I'm getting so tech savvy. I have Investopedia up while I have you. So we're going to go to the videotape, folks, just so we can give some context, because I don't want to leave folks too far behind. So according to Investopedia, what is financial independence, retire early, AKA FIRE, not the emoji on Instagram. All right. Financial independence, retire early is a movement of people devoted to a program of extreme savings. Okay, I like that. An investment that aims to allow them to retire far earlier than traditional budgets and retirement plans would permit them. Oh my God, I got so much to unpack here. Born out of the 1992 best-selling book, Your Money or Your Life. No. Doesn't have to be one or the other. We're going to unpack that too. By Vicky Robin and Joe Dominguez. FIRE came to embody a core premise of the book. People should evaluate every expense in terms of a number of working hours it took per day. That is a limited mindset. That is a scarcity mindset. And it doesn't have to be one or the other, folks. We're about abundance here. And this is exactly why this didn't work for me personally. It's just, it's not in my DNA to say, can I have the cheese on my cheeseburger or do I just get the burger? It may be healthier for me to just get the burger, but sometimes I want the cheese and the burger and I don't want to stress over it. So for me and my values, this type of thinking doesn't work. And you heard these extreme examples where people went and bought the RV. They had, you know, I don't know, $20,000 to live off of for the next 40 years, but they didn't have to work. Work doesn't have to be a bad thing. Gino just said the minute he stopped working, he started losing his bleeping mind. How many times have you heard stories from people that retired and then died? Probably had something to do with their soul. They weren't fulfilling themselves. They weren't living a fulfilled life. So I think the challenge here for me is to actually find something that I enjoy doing that gives me fulfillment in my life, where I can enjoy showing up every day, impacting others and growing. Because to me, this FIRE movement, it reeks of scarcity. It's a scarcity mindset. It's a lack of impacting the world. It lacks impact. It sounds aggressive. I know I'm maybe being harsh here, because maybe it works for you and that's okay. But for me personally, the scarcity, the lack of impact, the lack of fulfillment, I don't want to sit down by the creek in a van just because I don't have to work. What am I going to do? Look at the crickets? Am I going to play with the frogs all day? That might be fun for a little bit, but to Gino's point on the beach, that's going to get old pretty quick.
And Jake, you said something that's really I should highlight. You're talking about being selfish. When you're retiring and you're by yourself and you're doing nothing to impact the world and to give back, that's sort of being selfish in my perspective. We've been able to employ hundreds of people over the last 5 years. We've been able to create massive wealth. Our students have closed over 53,000 units. We've been able to retire over 70 Jake and Gino students. I mean, think of the impact. If I was sitting on the beach, I would have impacted hundreds and hundreds of families. And I'm saying which I should really say the entire Jake and Gino team. Big shout out to the team for doing that. But if I decided to retire, we would have never created this community and I would never have the ability to impact all these people's lives. I would have ever had the impact to impact thousands of listeners. I'm getting emails every day saying how great the show is. You've helped me close a deal, this and that. That's selfishness on my part. I don't want to share the gifts that God gave me. So I'm like, I'm peacing out. It's taking 4% of your income and using it every year. So if you've been able to squirrel away $3 million, what happens is all of a sudden you get the mindset where I'm putting away $3 or $4 million. That's the seed. Your scarcity mindset says, I can't touch that because it's for
inflation.
Yes. Think about it. You're living on 4% of that money. I mean, can that work for somebody? I don't know if it can or it can't, but it's always looking at the dollar, trying to stretch the dollar. I have 6 kids. I want to be able to provide for them. I'm going to have grandkids. I want to be able to provide for them. I want to be a role model to my children to say work is great. Work can be fun. Working hard is awesome. That's something that should be championed. And instead, I'm retired, sitting on a beach, just worrying about myself, drinking pina coladas. Probably my relationship with my wife is
or isn't diabetes.
That too. We don't want to have
alcoholism.
But Jake, before we go into the pros and cons, I want to say this point. That one of the reasons why we created the 100-year real estate investor. The problem with retirement, it's a cash flow problem. It's not a net worth problem. You're putting money into these funds. These funds go up and down. When you need the money, you're not touching your principal. You're only taking, you know, certain money off the top. What happens if the markets adjust or we have a crash? You have no control. So you have a cash flow problem when you're in that retirement stage. So are you in assets when you're in the FIRE movement that are going to allow you to be able to continue to draw money comfortably at a certain part of your life? You have to answer that question. And that's a very difficult question to answer. And really what Jake says, it comes down to a scarcity mindset. We did a podcast with Garrett Gunderson a couple of years ago. He talks about soul purpose. He talks about abundance versus scarcity. And it really wraps around into this. If you want to live an abundant life and you want to live a life of impact, the FIRE movement, I'm sorry, is not for you. That may be harsh words. And you may be saying to yourself, well, you don't know me. But if I know the Jake and Gino listeners out there, you guys are all locked in. You all want to create impact. You all want to create wealth. You want to have legacy wealth, legacy skills, generational skills. You're all thinking about the future generation. And how are you going to-
Generational impact, Broseph.
Yes, I like that. How are you going to be doing that when you're retired, drawing $4,000 a month from a mutual fund, sitting around in an RV park driving? That fits a lot of people, but I don't think that's the persona who listens to Jake and Gino.
Gino, I've defined the FIRE movement. I'm going to define the Jake and Gino movement, and it's going to be more succinct, and it's going to be more in line with our brand. You ready?
Yes.
Hit me. Okay. Save for an asset, not an event.
Hmm.
Drop the mic, sucker. We're done. Listen, here's the point, folks. Save for an asset. The asset can pay for things for the rest of your life. As you start to even save up more money from that asset because you didn't need all the cash flow, you can buy another asset and create the snowball. That's what the Jake and Gino movement is about. We're not about 401ks, drawing down our 4% every year. We're not about, you know, the scarcity mindset that people go through. We're not about the 529 for college and then that money's gone once you spend it. No, we want to take money, put it into vehicles that can make money babies and money soldiers that can keep reproducing. I guess it stems from Gino and the 6 kids, right? We just keep producing more and more. It's what we do though. And ultimately you're just not going to have that abundant lifestyle in the FIRE movement. You need to save for assets that can produce money babies that make more money baby soldiers. And the show goes on. So that's it. We could end the show now, but I know you have some pros and cons.
Well, let's go through the pros. And after the pros, take a quick break and go through the cons. But the pros, there are some really good ideas that stem from the FIRE movement. Discipline, yeah. Setting goals. 90-something% of the U.S. population doesn't set goals. Only 4 or 5% of the population retires abundantly and has the ability to retire without worrying about Social Security. So there's such a strong correlation amongst people who set goals and amongst people who retire with significant wealth. So the first thing is having discipline, setting a budget, creating a budget, not overspending, being able to set goals and say, hey, at this point in my life, I want to have X saved and I want to be able to retire. That is awesome in the FIRE movement. I hope people embrace that part and say, I need to constantly work on my cadence of accountability, my daily goals, my weekly goals, my quarterly, my yearly, what my 3-year plan looks, what my 5-year plan looks. That is the essence of real setting yourself up for success. Now, what Jake and I want to do is we want to be able to tweak those goals and we want you to think bigger. We want you to think stronger and longer and how you're able to really create impact through those goals and not just worry about, hey, I'm going to retire for myself and I'm going to live a comfortable life just for myself.
The FIRE movement is a definition of being 3 feet from gold. That's all I got to say about that. And let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsor.
get involved in multifamily, this is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.
All right, gang, we're back. I think it's all good intentions. Look, there's goals, there's discipline. They just quit too early. They weren't able to see it through. I guess we said we weren't going to bash today, but I guess we are. So, Gino,
no,
carry on with the rest.
We're not bashing. There's a few more pros that I really like. The Parkinson's Law. I don't know if you've heard of the Parkinson's Law. As your income rises, so do your living expenses. Yes. You become mindful of your expenses with the FIRE movement. I mean, just because you get a $30,000 raise doesn't mean you got to go out and buy a $100,000 car. You put that money aside and you invest that money. That's what Jake and I did. We're living on 10% of our income right now because we can. We have to. We're reinvesting the 90%. So we're adopting the really good elements of the FIRE movement. You're increasing your income. The third one. With the FIRE movement, you're trying to increase your income as much as possible because you're trying to save as much as possible. So increasing your income is a phenomenal thing because we want to be able to put that money into, like what Jake said, to buy an asset. And that asset will start paying for those events. And the fourth one, you're encouraged to save and invest. I mean, that's the epiphany of trying to build wealth and trying to create generational wealth. They're telling you, hey, let's save this money and let's invest it. Now, the investment vehicles they choose obviously are not the ones we would. Going into the cons, the first one, Jake has hammered it on a few times. MJ DeMarco mentioned it as well. Big shout out to Fernando and Anna with Closers Club 6. They had their journey from being in the FIRE movement to joining Jake and Gino. And all of a sudden, now they've retired. They left their high-paying jobs, but they've moved to Florida and they're continuing on that real estate journey. And they're actually having impact. Doing underwriting pods with the students, coming to the events, sharing their story and being an inspiration to others, they would have lost all of that if they had not left the FIRE movement. So that scarcity mindset is huge, a big detraction in my estimation about what the FIRE movement is, because you need to squirrel that money away. Don't spend any, cut those expenses, no cafe lattes, make sure all these people are getting paid, all that kind of stuff. And how do you enjoy life? If your enjoyment is life is going to Starbucks, sitting down and spending $4 on a coffee a day, and you take that away just to be able to save $4 a day, and that's like another $3,000 a year, whatever it is that really adding value to your life? Are you really being abundant in your life? You really have that scarcity mindset. Enjoy the damn coffee. It's $4 a day. Not going to get rich over $4 a day. I'm saying, like, if you go to a restaurant every day and spend $30 a day, I can understand that. But let's not be so scarce that we can't enjoy the little things in life, because those little things in life fuel us and inspire us and set the stage for the remainder of the day. Number two, this is what my Yaki Boom Boom just said before. Inflation. Inflation destroys the plan. What happens? I mean, like, we got 9% inflation going on. Oh, I'm making 4% of my mutual funds. You're losing because you've got capital gains taxes and you've got inflation. So that's a huge one. Whereas we're buying assets that keep up with inflation. Rents are up 9% this year. Our portfolio is expanding. Our assets are increasing in value because of inflation. So be careful with the FIRE movement and inflation when you've got money sitting in assets that are mutual funds or bonds. It's very, very tricky. Inflation's a killer. I see my boy, he's smiling over there.
Well, no, I'm thinking you got your little tin RV thing down by the water and you're having your little fire pit, but then you actually wanted to take it out, but you can't because gas went from $2 to $5. You can't do that either. So you're really pinned down by the creek now.
Think about that.
And then all of a sudden, you know, they're telling us that the creek's on the rise and that the water level. So you're done. You can't get the tin can away from there because you're going to get flooded out. So what are you going to do in the FIRE movement, man?
I got a few here real quick. Living on as little income as possible. I mean, that's the definition of scarcity. I can only take 4% out of what my nest egg is. That is hurtful because 4% today, go 5 years from now, those dollars are a lot cheaper 5 years from now. It ain't going to go as far as it was now, right? You're a penny pincher. I mean, Papa Gino wants to be able to give to kids and grandkids. How am I going to be doing that if I'm like, hey, Jake, I'm only $4,000 a month. I can't give it to my grandkids and my kids. Remember, once again, we're making light of this, and we're having a good time about it. But what we're trying to do is really expose the thought process and the mindset of what you want out of retirement. If that's what you want, great. Just understand that going in eyes open. And we challenge that because MJ said something very powerful in the podcast that really stuck with me. Our economy and our social media and our media is promoting this crap because they want people to live in scarcity. They want people to live in fear. Because what happens is there's no big things going on. They're able to control us. So do you want to live that kind of life? I don't. I want to live a life as big as possible and what God gave me. And that's what I want to do. I don't want to live that life. And I don't want to listen to the media telling me that I need to have a tiny home. And if you want it, like I said, it's great. Yep. But don't be promoting that message to the masses. We want to uplift people out of poverty. We want to create impact. And by penny pinching, it ain't going to happen. Maybe opting out on your peak years and earning an impact. This is one that people don't think about. If you're 43 years old and you're about to retire and go live down by the creek, you've got another 15 to 20 years of runway of making some significant money. I didn't start making significant money, and Jake can probably back this up as well for himself, until I was in my mid-40s. That's when I retired and I left the restaurant. All of a sudden, game on, my income exploded. Can you imagine if I had just left? I would have left millions of dollars of income and doubled, I mean, seven figures of net worth on the table that I would not have created because I decided to, hey, I'm leaving. I'm retiring at 43. I just got started with my skills and my experience and my ability to become better at the things that I'm doing right now. I would have left those peak years on the table if I decided to retire and go to the fire movement.
Well, and if you're eating the crawdads down by the creek, I don't think it's good for long-term cholesterol health either. So you got to be careful there. It's kind of like the shrimp. You gotta watch out. But in all seriousness, guys, you want to get around a group of like-minded investors that believes in saving for assets and not an event. Check us out. We're going to be at Multifamily Mastery 5. An amazing lineup, some of the biggest and brightest minds in real estate, November 5th and 6th at the Gaylord Palms in Orlando, sunny Orlando, Florida. It's a A++, multifamily investing conference of the year, a beautiful event center. There's going to be crocodiles there, not crawdads. We're going to be doing it big. We're going to have some big entertainment there as well. So, Gino, great job today as always, and we'll see you at MM5.
Thanks, Jake.